The San Francisco Chronicle has undergone radical transformations over the last several years. It's had to. In 2009, its readership dropped faster than any other newspaper in the country, 50% in just 3 years. While its reporters, including Jackson Vanderbecken, continue to win awards for their investigative journalism, the number of people actually reading that work in the paper has declined sharply. That's what Vanderbecken himself told KALW's Ben Trefney last year.
And we have a much less penetration now, even with a larger population, so we don't have any. I mean, we're like 200 and some thousand. Mm-hmm. We used to be three times that.
Yeah, right. I mean, because it was not that long ago you were 450. Yeah. That's what I'd been kind of operating on thinking you were.
Oh, it's so low.
The digital age is dramatically disrupting the newspaper industry. And despite being in the backyard of Silicon Valley, the Chronicle has been slow to respond. In its recent ranking of the country's most popular newspaper websites, the Huffington Post named the Washington Post as number one. San Francisco Chronicle didn't even make the top 10. Enter Audrey Cooper. The 36-year-old journalist was recently named to be the San Francisco Chronicle's managing editor. She's the youngest person and first woman to take the role. And as she told KALW's Ben Trefney in the Chronicle's offices, she has radical ideas for shaking up the old organization.
Well, I think the newspaper industry in general has a lot of, it's not news, we have a lot of problems. Part of the problem is that it's a very insular industry. And as a result, we have had a real problem with looking to outside practices about what works in other industries and what we can learn about. We know really well how to put out newspapers. We don't know very well how to innovate and come up with new products and how to have a fail-fast mentality to make sure that daily journalism survives for another 150 years.
So how do you do that then?
Well, one of the ways is you go out and you talk to people who have innovated their industry and learn from them. I've spoken to a lot of industry leaders, everybody from TaskRabbit to people from Yelp, from digital websites that do this. So there are a lot of people out there that are trying a lot of different things. I think one thing we need to realize is, you know, we are very good at writing the 800-word story, whether it needs to be 800 words or whether it needs to be 200 or whether it needs to be 10,000. We do 800 words almost always. That is not how people are increasingly wanting to get their news. They want to get it short with strong point of view that's curated for them so they know what's going on. Or they want to read something that is so in-depth and authoritative, the New Yorker style article. And that doesn't mean worse journalism. It doesn't mean less substantive. It means we need to be doing a better job at picking which lane we want to operate in instead of just this middle lane that we're stuck in right now.
That's going to probably require some retraining of journalists who are used to and really, really good at making 800-word stories.
Well, when I look at this newsroom, we have such an amazing array of people who are super talented. I was just at an event today with our art critic, Kenneth Baker, and he was giving a tour for some of our longtime subscribers. And the amount of information you learn just from listening to Kenneth go through the Hockney exhibit is amazing. So why are we only giving him really to our print readers? There are a ton of people out there on the digital space that are interested in that too. But if I go to Kenneth and I say, you know, we need you to think digital, you know, that's a very odd term for somebody who didn't grow up necessarily writing for a digital audience. So what we're going to do is, as far as I know, we're the first metro newspaper in the country to start an in-house incubator where we actually take section areas. I try not to call them sections anymore because that's a newspaper term and we need to think digitally. So we take coverage areas physically out of the 5th and Mish newsroom that we have here, and we're going to put them in their own building with modern-looking furniture, with a team, you know, a conference table that they can get around and actually collaborate and have them refocus this entire coverage area around a general theme of innovation. Because at the heart of it, what is driving our local economy is innovation. It's a sharing economy. It's the disruption economy. It's all of these things that make San Francisco unique. So I think if we're really going to cover business, quote unquote, we need to do it with an innovation focus. It's what makes us unique. So we're going to rewrite everybody's beats to sort of reflect this and make sure that everything they do is published digitally first, and then we put it into the newspaper.
That's Audrey Cooper. She's the managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. So what if some of these journalists who are excellent reporters and have had all kinds of traditional training, what if they don't end up taking to doing the digital thing that well?
There are two options here. You can threaten people into learning new skills, or you can give them the resources to do it on their own. I'm not into threatening people. I don't think that we will have any problem with people wanting to learn this or being capable of learning it. I mean, you know, the truth is, you know, we will have digital metrics. We will be counting page views. And then more importantly, how long are they staying on that story? I mean, if everybody's looking at your story for 2 seconds and getting out of it, what does that tell you about how well it's written or how interesting the subject is? Nobody wants to write news that nobody's interested in. So I think just getting that feedback will make them aware that there is a way by which to judge whether we're being successful online.
So you're talking about some sort of a blend then, right, between short articles that are going to get a lot of clicks, pretty quick hitters and, you know, easy reads and whatever it is, a blend between that and then also doing the investigative deeper stories that are longer. And then maybe in some ways the value of one to the audience, which would end up drawing advertisers and help pay for it, would then help pay for the longer stories, which take a longer time to report, but you still have to pay for.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, that's why, you know, the newspaper is set up like it is today. That's why we have comics, right? I mean, comics don't have a journalistic integrity necessarily.
Well, there's Doonesbury and stuff like that, and there's social commentary.
Oh, yeah, okay, there is. But, I mean, you know, by and large, Peanuts is an entertainment thing. The newspaper was always supposed to be partially news you had to have, partially entertainment. We need to be better at picking what we think is important. Our PG&E coverage, for example, into the San Bruno disaster, I will tell you, it was one of the lowest page view stories that we wrote. It's dense, important journalism. And I really believe that we saved people's lives by going after that story with dedicated reporter for 2 years. There's no way as a journalist that I'm going to stop doing those stories. We just need to know that that's not one you can do in 200 words, nor should you. And we all need to work together to make sure we're telling the complete story about what's going on in the Bay Area.
So how much does the survival of the Chronicle rely upon the success of this initiative?
Well, I don't think that we need to be scared about the day where we have more revenue coming in from digital resources than print. That just doesn't scare me. What scares me is this in-between period where we forget that the industry is changing and we don't change along with it. I think in 10 years, 20 years, we'll look back on this time in journalism history as the part where the wave started to break. So this is when we need to start changing everything, not in 5 years from now when it's too late.
Do you think that you're even on time now? I mean, did that wave crest before? The Chronicle did have a number of layoffs, and also the Bay Area News Group, for that matter, had a huge amount of layoffs. That's the other one that does the San Jose Mercury News and Oakland Tribune and all these different things. I mean, newspapers around the country, some of them have shut down even, because perhaps they were late in responding to the wave.
You know, I think it's easy to bemoan the death and say, oh, we should have done this before. But, you know, I think it doesn't do anyone any good. And it just convinces our readers and really our advertisers that we're irrelevant. And we absolutely aren't.